All right, take two. Anyway, welcome to It Is What It Is. I'm Shawn Marie.
I'm Jean.
Take two. My phone, guys, has a mind of its own right now. And I don't know what the hell is happening. But for this week, we are not going to banter, really. We'll banter because that's what we do. But we're going to talk about a show because I'm watching this show. And I keep thinking this poor lady... She's not a poor lady. Okay, I don't mean like a dirtbag lady, but this lady, I just hope I'm not naive.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And like, I don't know if this is like pure love. I don't know what this dude's wife's deal is. I don't. I really don't. Because I would just be in awe. And really, it's like one of those cases like, do you know the fool sleeping next to you?
Uh-huh.
He sleeps right next to you.
So it's...
You made babies.
Was it the... Who the Fuck Did I Marry?
No, it's not that show. It's called Shattered.
Oh, Shattered.
Yeah, and their little slogan for their show when it starts, or whatever, it says, 3 lives, 1 crime, no turning back. And then, like, glass shatters. And it's like, uh-huh. Was that glass? Was that so?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sound. So we're going to talk about that show. Because like I said, I was watching it. And I was like, wow. But before we do, we will kind of banter. Because we already did this. And now we're on take two. And so we can do whatever we want.
Really. Yeah.
My phone really started like it was possessed.
It just had a glitch moment.
Yeah, it was possessed for some stupid ass reason. Which means I should probably just get a new phone. Wink, wink to my sweet husband that listens to this. Wink, fucking wink. You can't see it. I wasn't doing it. I made the sound.
It just spazzed out after you started.
Right. Oh, and I do have a couple of announcements, actually, that I didn't even put in the last one. You can now donate to the podcast if you guys want to donate. I'm not telling you to donate. Whatever. If you go to the Archer app that we're recording on right now, if you guys go to that page, you guys can donate to the podcast. If it's $1.50, whatever,
yeah,
go ahead and donate. We would appreciate it, because that way we can get like some legit microphones.
Mm-hmm.
Updated equipment versus my phone, which is what we use to do this podcast. So we huddle and do the podcast over my cellular device. So that'd be nice to change that. And my phone is acting weird for this episode. So I will do my best to watch it and pay attention on when shit happens. And it tries to be crazy. And we were going to talk about family, but I will say this again. I'm salty towards mine at the moment. And so we're not. And one day we will speak about our families and whatever, but not this episode, because like I said, I'm salty.
Not today.
So this episode of Shattered is a new episode. It was last week's episode.
Mm-hmm.
So to the people that are obsessed with shows and watch them religiously like I do, you guys already know what I'm talking about. And hopefully you guys thought the same shit I thought when I was watching it, because I was watching it thinking, damn. The whole time.
Yeah.
The whole fucking time. I just always think it's so weird when people, like, this happens and the people of the person who did the crime are like, it's not true. Even though fool got arrested.
Yeah.
They have evidence. He never said he didn't do it. But still, he's a good guy. Never did it. You think. Blows my fucking mind. And I don't know, maybe I do love Eric enough that if a cop came to my house and was like, he killed a bunch of people, I'd be like, no, he didn't.
Stop it.
Knock it off.
Go pick on somebody else.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I hope, like, if they come at me with, like, legit evidence and they're like, no, he did it, that I still wouldn't be dumb enough to be like, but he didn't.
It's a misunderstanding.
Yeah, he did not rape them. He's just a horrible, horrible cheater McCheater face, you know? Like, I don't know if I justify. I don't know. But watching this lady, I was like, knock it the fuck off.
Wanted to smack the back of her head.
Yeah, listen. I just wanted to be like, hey, what did he say to you? What did that officer just say to you?
Yeah.
I'm not going to call her names, but damn. Like, let's fucking think for like a smeckin'. Let's think about this.
Maybe you should have a talk with her.
Maybe. Shit, Linda. If you want to speak about it, we can. Linda. I like that. I've always wanted to say my aunt's name all sassy like that, but I don't think it'd turn out well.
No.
But yeah. So this is a 20-year-old crime. It's a cold case. Well, it was a cold case, and then obviously it's not a cold case anymore. So 20 years ago, how it starts out in Benton County, Arkansas. Our survivor's name, she is not a victim. This woman is definitely a survivor, is Amy Harrison. Her crime happened in 1997, and she was a teacher. Our perpetrator of crimes, is Mr. Grant Harding. Harding. Take it however you want it. I don't know why, but, like, I don't really ever listen when they talk about the people who did it.
Yeah.
Like, I get the name, but that's about it. Anyway, he was a cop.
Mm.
And his wife, Linda, is crazy, I think. Personal opinion. Little off her fucking rocker. But anyway, in 1995, they were dating. It was one of those love at first sights type of nonsense. Within a year, they were married. So they married in 1996. They have one daughter, one child together, and he was, of course, the good old-fashioned story goes, the greatest person to walk upon this planet.
Mm-hmm.
He was an amazing dad, lover, friend, spouse, whatever they call him. So, I always think about that. Like, before I even tell you what blows this fucking lady's mind. And that could be it, too. Like, are we just in denial because, like, we went from, like, watching, I'll tell you what happened on the day that changed this woman's life. But, like, we go from being weird and, like, loving this man to him being arrested. Do you just have a mental breakdown? And just, like, you don't understand anything. Like, everything's just like a fuzz.
Maybe.
Let's give her the benefit of the doubt.
There's adrenaline involved there, too.
Yeah. Let's give her the benefit of the doubt. Let's do. For the sake of being nice, I guess. Let's do it. I'm not a big fan of this, but let's do it. Bitches are crazy. But anyway. So, February 23rd of 2017. Not too long ago.
Yeah.
Grant is working in the front yard. He's seeding the grass. So he's putting more seed down.
Mm-hmm.
And in the show, they show Linda creepy staring at him drinking lemonade. Like, that's all she had to fucking do. Well, and Grant's like, hey, when I'm done, me, you, and the little kid, we're going to go get some dinner.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a nice family dinner. And she's like, yeah, that'll be great. So Grant, being the amazing Grant he is, he hurries up with that seeding.
Yeah.
And takes his family to dinner. Well, they're coming back and they see, like, the famous lights that you never want to see. The colors you don't ever want to see. You don't want to see that red and blue.
No, not by your house anymore.
Not by your house.
No.
And so they're coming up the hill and Linda's like, what the fuck? There's cops everywhere. It's a fucking roadblock.
Yeah.
Right, like, almost right in front of their fucking house. And so they roll down the windows. The cop asks Grant. He's like, hey, who are you? He's like, I'm Grant Harden. He's like, well, Grant, get the fuck out of the car. We need to talk to you. The cop at the passenger window is telling Linda, well, we need to talk to him because someone's been hurt. And she's like, well, my Grantie didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know if she called him Grantie. I just do it. So she's like, he didn't do anything. Like, I know he didn't. I watched him all morning while sipping lemonade from a window,
mm-hmm.
and he didn't move. I watched it with my eyeballs. And the cop's like, well, guess what? James Applecheck? Is that what I said last time?
You think so?
Yeah. He is a Gateway, Arkansas City employee. He had been shot hours before. And so they're like, yeah, we're taking him to the cop shop and he's being charged with murder.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, well, no, you can't, because I say no. And he was, like I said, under my eye all day.
Mm-hmm.
And the cop's like, well, obviously, lady, you went for a pee. Like, yeah, something fucking happened where you missed little Granty walking away. Grant's a fucking grown-ass adult. Pretty sure you didn't watch him all day.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this is Amy's. This is what happened to Amy 20 years before they go and arrest Grant for a murder. So Amy Harrison is a teacher in Arkansas. She normally does not work on Sundays, but decided to go get caught up and get ahead of her normal schedule. Well, in the church. Oh, that's fine. If the heater kicks on, it's fine. It's Arctic weather. I'll just have to speak over it. Anyway, so she doesn't normally work on Sundays. The church that normally gathers on Sunday, they're moving.
Mm-hmm.
So we're holding, is it mass? I don't fucking, we're holding the church services, mm-hmm, services at the school cafeteria.
Yeah.
And so there's 250 people in this building,
mm-hmm,
that this crime happens in.
Oh, wow.
At the time it happens. 250 other fucking people are in this building.
Wow.
So she definitely was like, I'm definitely safe.
Yeah.
Like, nothing's going to happen.
Yeah.
All these people are here. So she goes to her classroom. She's been in there for about an hour. And the morning coffee kicks in, so now she has to pee.
Mm-hmm.
The bathroom, the restroom was just outside the classroom door. You take a turn, and I guess there's some fucking steps or whatever. It's just not far from the fucking classroom, was the moral of that point. And so she goes in there. She finishes. She washes her hands. It even shows her washing her hands. You know, wash, mm-hmm, your hands. Shows it. She goes to open the fucking door. Bless you.
Thank you.
She goes to open the door, and there's a guy right there. And he has on a blue beanie. In the show, they do. They call it something else.
It's stocking, like, cap.
Yeah! Yeah. Fucking something stupid. And I was like, that's a fucking beanie.
It's the old school name for it.
Oh, yeah. I was like, yeah, that's a beanie, homie. Beanie. But anyway, so he's wearing a blue beanie and some sunglasses that look like Elvis glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know if that's really what they looked like, but in the show, that's what they look like. And he had a gun in her face. And from...
That's a surprise?
Yeah.
Minding your own damn business?
Yeah.
Huh.
And so he takes her across the hallway to the special ed classroom. And from get-go, the first thing she starts thinking about is, I just want to go home. Like, I just want to go home. She keeps telling herself, I just want to go home. And so she pretty much is just, like, in survivor mode. Like, what do I need to do to survive this fucking crazy-ass lunatic,
mm-hmm,
who takes people and rapes them? And so, yeah, he takes her in the special ed room, and he rapes her, and he takes her underwear with him.
Souvenir?
Yeah, he, like, souvenirs this and takes it. So this episode, I forgot to say this because we already did this, but anyway, they talk to the survivor, the dude's wife, the cop.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're going to jump to the cop. Officer Haynes Minor, he's the chief of police. He was not then. He is now.
Side question. So you said that the perpetrator, Grant, was a police officer?
He was.
So was he retired and not working with these people? They didn't know him?
He was different. Yeah, different areas.
Okay.
Because where he lived, where he got arrested, is not where this crime happened.
Oh.
He had already moved, because this is younger Grant.
Okay.
This was a 25-year-old, 20-something-year-old cold case when they got Grant. Okay. So, he was a new cop then.
Yeah.
And I guess he really was a really good cop. We'll get into that, but he was a good cop from what I understand. Okay, so this cop here is on... Mr. Haynes heard on the police scanner that Amy, they used her name, Amy had been raped at the school.
Mm-hmm.
Amy makes the saddest phone call to the police, and she just says that she has been molested at her school. And like I told you, when I first started watching this episode, I thought I was in to see a kid. Like, I thought it was going to be a kid episode. Her voice is just that sweet.
Yeah.
Like, she's just that sweet. And she's, like, 20-something fucking years old.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're barely... I couldn't even imagine. Anyway. So, this cop gets there, and he knows her. Because guess what? Her fucking husband's a cop.
Wow.
Her husband is a cop. So, all these cops know her.
Yeah.
So, we'll get into what she feels about that, too. So, they start asking everybody. They're like, what did you see? Who did you see? What do you know? Blah, blah, blah. They say, well, we saw a guy get into a blue truck. He had a blue hat on. He had some sunglasses and he didn't have shoes. Mm-hmm. And the whole time this rape and everything is occurring, Amy keeps thinking to herself, this isn't fucking right. This dude has no shoes on.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah, I'm being raped. I'm being assaulted.
But I would go to somewhere else too at that moment.
Yeah.
Honestly.
So yeah. Would I. No, distract yourself. You know what I mean? Get out of there. Get out of that mind space. So she's like thinking to herself, like, who the fuck doesn't wear shoes?
Uh-huh.
Like, obviously, there's not a dress code to raping.
Well, didn't you say this was February, too?
In Arkansas.
But so Arkansas gets snow. There's
those
creeper mountains.
No, he got caught in February. I don't know when the crime, the date of her crime is. I don't know.
All right.
Because it was a cold case. And when they flip back...
Arkansas's rugged.
When they flip back to, like, the time and the surveillance and stuff, the videos, it looks like it's summer.
Okay.
It doesn't look like you need to have shoes on. It's not weird that he's not wearing shoes. It's not weird, like, oh, it's so cold. Why is he not having shoes?
Yeah.
It's just like, why the fuck do you have no shoes on?
Yeah.
You left your house with no fucking shoes, bro.
Yeah.
You forgot the shoes. So that was always a big thing, was the shoes. So, so they start looking or whatever, and they're like, okay, thanks, you know? And... like I said, I'm going to jump back from the wife to Linda.
Linda's the Grant's wife.
Grant's wife.
Okay.
Mr. Grant and Linda, Amy and the cop. So now we go back to Amy. She said she felt so unclean that she couldn't even say that she had been raped because that would make it true. So she kept using the word molested instead of raped.
Did you take her to the hospital?
Yeah. But the thing is that it was a small town. Her husband was a cop.
Well, yeah, that's mortifying.
Everybody knew your business.
Yeah.
Now everybody that knows you knows this horrible, horrible thing that you went through.
Well, and even though, I mean, and I'm not a rape victim, but I imagine there's a lot of shame that comes from that.
That's what she said. She said she felt shamed.
And that's not right. That's not right. You know, mm-hmm. she should have been at home on a Sunday in her jammies, YouTubing and making some cinnamon rolls.
Well, not at this time, sweetheart. It was too old for the internet. But, yeah, I know. Too bad. Because if she did, I'm pretty sure she would be Netflix and chilling.
Yeah.
Fuck a school plan. You know what? I'm just kidding. She was a great teacher, so probably not. She probably still would have been there. She was an amazing teacher, from what I understand. She didn't want people to know. So the fact that everyone that she knew from go,
yeah,
was, she felt a lot of shame, like a bunch of shame, she said. She said that time had slowed down and being married to a cop, she knew. So she started trying to look at him. She said she really focused in on his jaw and like the lower half of his face because that's all she could really see. So she kept looking at that and looking at the feet, because the feet still fucking blew her mind on why the hell this dude has no shoes on. And it's weird because he kept asking her while raping her, do you know my voice? That's what he kept asking her is, do you know my voice? So how scary is that? There's some dude violating you and asking you, do you know my voice? So yeah. Obviously he knows you. In some type of way.
Yeah.
So this is not a stranger.
Yeah.
Thank God he actually was. And it was just like a couple weird encounters. Just police nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day. Banquets. Shit like that. It wasn't like they knew each other. But anyway.
He was just wondering if she would recognize him. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they ask her. They're like, well, he took your underwear. Is there anything else? Like, did he, and they kind of beat around the bush. And she's like, she thinks about it and she's like, oh, fuck, I didn't even think to mention this, but after he raped me, I used my sweater to clean, like, wipe myself. So I do. And she put the sweater on.
Yeah.
So she didn't even, like, it didn't even, in the moment, it didn't click. Well,
there's shock. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So then she remembers and she's like, well, here, you guys can have it. So they do. They put his DNA match. Probably didn't
want it anymore after she remembered.
Yeah. So yeah. they put the DNA in at that time in 1997.
Okay.
So there was internet. I lied, right?
Yeah, we're not that ancient.
Yeah, we're not that old. So, yeah, there had to. Yeah.
There was internet.
Yeah, I'm going to say TLC, bro. I was watching them fucking. It's like the only thing I could spell on the computer. Anyway, but yeah. So there was no match, unfortunately. So now we're going to cut to the cop. This dude is crying in this interview. Bawling, dude.
Grant is?
Mm-mm.
The Amy's husband?
No, Mr. Haynes, the officer. Oh,
the actual officer. Yeah. So it was emotional?
Yeah, because he knew her.
Amy too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He knew her, and he said, looking through the window, looking at her and seeing, like, how scared she was, but how amazing she was. Because she was very detail-oriented, and she went through it in graphic detail to them. Like, she was amazing. She's everything you hope you could have been in that moment.
Yeah.
Like, she was very observant in the moment. So, they found that blue truck in 36 hours. It had nothing to do with it. It was just some dude. And he wasn't even at the school. The truck was parked off to the side of the school. And that's what everybody said. But it wasn't...
Involved.
So that truck went nowhere. So they go back. And they're like, guys, fuck, help us figure out who this was. And this one teacher is like, okay, there's a teacher around. He was like a custodian, a teacher. They really didn't say, only because he was not guilty of the crime. So they really didn't get into his shit.
Yeah.
But there was a guy from the school who was creepy, that creeped everybody out, and sometimes he didn't wear shoes. And so they're like, oh, no shoes? No shoes?
You're in.
Weirdo.
Yeah.
Going to his house right now with a warrant. So they do. They get a warrant. They go to this guy's house.
Was it him?
No, they find a pair of white underwear, right? And that's what had been taken from her. And so they go to her. And they're like, hey, are these your chonies? Your underwear? And she's like, no. Like, that's weird. And they're like, oh. So we just broke into this dude's house, took some other chick's underwear, and here we are. Awkward. And she goes, you guys, it's not him. Like, it's not.
She would have known.
Like, I know his voice.
Yeah.
I know him. I'm not weird. It's not weird around him. Like, it's not him. You guys move on. Like, please leave the fucking my coworker. Leave this guy alone. Please leave my coworker alone. Okay, so in 2007, Gateway's former police chief.
Former
police chief, Mr. Grant Hardin.
Uh-oh.
Was the fucking police chief of Gateway.
Uh-huh.
Was arrested for the murder of James Appleton. He had quit being a cop because James was always trying to step on his toes and show that he was younger, better. I can do this job.
Yeah.
He was a little bit of a loudmouth from what I understand. He just made it hard for Grant.
He was an asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was an ass, so he got murdered.
Not that justifies it, but, you know, be nice to the world. They'll be nice to you.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, so there was blood spatter, James's blood spatter on Grant's car. On the fucking car. Mm. Okay.
He forgot to go to a car wash.
And well, here, this is, you guys, this is why I'm saying Grant's wife, Linda, might be fucking off her rocker. Because she says, they cut to her and they're like, well, what do you think happened, Linda? And she says, I don't think it was him at all. I think it was a drive-by shooting.
Wouldn't that make the news?
Well, if it was a random drive-by shooting, it still doesn't explain why your husband's car was there.
Yeah.
Like, Linda, the car... was there.
And then there was splatter on it too, so it's close proximity.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's some right random there. Shooting.
Yeah. to get the splurge.
So he made a deal. His lawyer team comes up with a deal. And they're like, hey, dude, if you go to fucking trial with this, you're going to get life.
Yeah.
So let's cut a deal. You'll be good. And the wife's like, well, don't cut a deal. You didn't do it, remember? It was a drive-by shooting.
Take this all the way.
And he's like, well, Linda, if I don't, I could go to jail forever. So you might as well go to, we might as well do it. We might as well. And so he takes the deal. He gets 35 years in prison for this murder.
For killing a cop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A city worker. He was trying to come up in the ranks.
Yeah.
That's what he was doing.
Okay.
And so, you guys. This is what they cut to his wife. Okay?
Linda.
Yep. Linda. She has white hair. I don't know if that's relevant or not. I just felt like I needed to mention it. White hair kind of means you're crazy to me. It might. I'm not trying to be a dick. Just like, you know, old school cartoons. Crazy chick always has white hair. Anyway, she says, and I quote, seeing him in chains was what people must have felt when Jesus was being sacrificed.
I guess my eye roll wasn't out loud. Sorry.
Like,
go ahead.
That, no, that's what she said. Like, that's... seeing him in chains was just like Christ dying.
Oh, goodness.
Mm-hmm. And that he didn't do it.
So, well...
It's probably so, yeah. Meanwhile...
It's his fault.
Meanwhile, Amy's fucking losing herself, dude. She's fucking going through some shit. She doesn't want to leave her house. She doesn't know who raped her.
Well, she's certainly not going to go back to school.
She did, though. She did take time. Did they you know, she did.
So she
I don't know.
Us all from that all the time.
I don't know. But everywhere she went, she was always trying to see if it was, if he was there to get her again. Like, she was constantly, constantly fucking scared. Always.
Yeah.
So there was over 100 men looked into. So 5 years later, still nothing. Nothing's happening. And then they were like, okay, you know what? If we don't put a warrant out on the DNA of this guy,
mm-hmm.
he's going to get away with it because the statute of limitations is going to wipe this away.
Mm-hmm.
So it won't matter. And so a bunch of cops in Arkansas were like, hurry the fuck up and file your fucking DNA warrant. Because
mm-hmm.
that DNA is yours. It belongs to you. So it is a legit warrant.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No one else can be you. Like, your DNA will not belong to someone else. It won't. Yeah. It's you. And so they put a warrant on your DNA. Because they don't know your name.
Mm-hmm.
They just know it's you.
Mm-hmm.
So they do, like, they do that. And so, still nothing. I mean, they do it. It's a step in the right direction. This way, when he gets caught, he'll get punished.
Mm-hmm.
That's really all the cop can do at the time. And so they were like, you know what? We're going to run your fucking, let's run the DNA again. Let's put it into CODIS. It's now it's 10 years.
It's been a minute.
Yeah. It's 10 years later. Now it's not just our database. We can look through everybody's shit. Let's just do it. Let's fucking do it. And so this guy, the officer retires, unfortunately, and someone else starts it. In like 2 weeks of this fucking dude starting it, he solves the fucking case.
Well,
he gets
good.
The fucking break in the case he needs. So, 20 years later,
before the case was done.
Yeah, he gets a call in February of 2018 from David Jones, the lieutenant, who says, "We got him." The Who shocked everybody. His wife was shocked. They told Linda.
She's still shocked.
Yeah, they told Linda about Grant and the DNA match. On April 2nd, 2018, he was charged with the 1997 rape of Amy. He got 50 years. He said in court, and I quote, "Sorry this happened to you. Hope and I hope you can, like, you can get past this."
After she's been scared for a decade?
After her, yeah, after her testimony. Time. After her testimony and her going through what I've been through, what you did to me. He was like, fuck, I'm sorry.
Looking over your shoulder all that time, never feeling.
Yeah, and he was like, I'm sorry, I hope you can get past that.
Well, geez, now it's and okay.
Fucking Linda is sitting right behind him when he gets up. And she thinks in her head, I'm about to hear him say, I'm an innocent man, I didn't do this. Someone save me, someone help me. And yet he says, I'm sorry. Still. She's like, well, no. You know what I mean? He didn't. And the show ends. Like, that's the whole show. So he does go to jail. He goes to jail. And he took a deal for Linda's case, too, to get the 50 years. But that's for the case. Yeah, for Amy's case. Sorry. For Amy's case. But, yeah, that's the deal. He gets fucking 35 years for murder, 50 years for rape. I mean, he'll die in jail.
Yeah.
He will die there, Linda. He will die. But, dude, like, I don't know. And, like, they legit, dude, like, because, like, Linda was protesting the innocence of her man. And she's like, you guys are wrong. Like, you guys are wrong. That was so long ago. You guys are wrong. It's, you know, whatever. And they're like, no, dude, check it out. I know it sucks to hear this. Like, really, it must suck. I can't imagine. But he did. Like, we didn't find him. He got convicted of a crime, and his DNA was put into a system. Mm-hmm. We didn't pull this out of our ass. I'm sorry, Linda. I'm sorry. And this lady, dude, like, I just, like I said, I don't know. I can't say, like, what how you react to this is a bad or whatever. But, like, I just don't know what I would do in that situation. Like, that situation would be a WTF. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It just shocked me. And you never want to go to your husband without there being a crime committed and be like, well, what do you want me to do if you're ever convicted of rape? Like, what's the backup plan? And then look at you and be like, I ain't no rapist, bitch. And be like, well, no.
What if? Hypothetically.
Like, hypothetically, what if you're the worst person on the planet? What do? Like, help me sort this out. Like, tell me what I'm supposed to do. Do you want me to go on the news being all stupid and being like, that's my boo?
I guess that would be your decision.
Or am I free to be like, what?
Yeah.
No. Divorce.
I don't know. I would change names. Look into the time frame and see if there was any, you know.
But no, Mr. Grant was amazing. You know what I mean? And Linda, literally, I believe her, sat down and tried to think of, like, when, where, because mind you, they've been married for 2 fucking years.
Yeah.
In 97. We're already married. We already got a baby.
Yeah.
The fuck you doing out there raping fucking teachers with no shoes? And no one ever says anything about the shoes. It's so, like, the whole episode is like, the shoes, the no shoes, no shoes, no shoes. And then it ends, and you're like, so what the fuck with the shoes? Give me the answer to the shoes. And you never do.
Well, so he could remain, that's one less clue. The shoe prints. We've talked about shoe prints
before. Well, but you're so grody. And I'm saying, like, obviously you don't have standards because you're a rapist.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, argue with me if you fucking want, but I'm pretty sure I won't get an argument back. But, like, you're already low as low. Germs don't affect you? In a bathroom?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I guess he didn't really go in the bathroom. But then you go to, like, the special ed room where there's, like, cute animals and, like, you know it's fucking cute in that fucking room.
Yeah.
You know it is.
Yeah.
Like, you're just, ew.
Well, hopefully they go through a process where all the toys get bleached.
Well, then they go home and eat dinner, and, like, you know, dude, she looked like a Betty Crocker wife. I'm not even playing you. So you know there was some good shit when he got home, and she even made a point to say that, like, his last meal that night that they went out to dinner was a steak. Because he loves steak. Like, he ain't eating steak now. He's going to die steakless. Sad as shit. Jeremy would have a problem with it.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Love steak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't go to prison if you love steak. They don't give you that there.
No.
So, I don't know. And Amy, like, was a fucking badass. I'm not even kidding you. You listen to this woman, listen to herself, make the worst phone call of her life.
Mm-hmm.
And they play it for her. And this show's kind of fucked up because, like, a lot of these people have never heard or seen or anything that they're about to hear.
Yeah. So they get the first time reactions. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because it's a family member. It's always a family member, the victim, or a member of the family's, the victim's family if the victim passed during the crime. So there's always three people. One of them's always a cop. One of them's always from the dude's family or chick's family, that murderer, the murderer,
mm-hmm.
or crime person. And then your victim, survivor, their side. So it's always, every episode, that's what it is. And so, like, this poor lady is sitting there listening to the worst thing she's ever had to do. Ever.
Mm-hmm.
And reliving it. And you can already tell that this woman has gone through hell and back.
Yeah.
And she's reliving it. And she's just such a badass. Like, to be able to remember anything at that point in time, because honestly, I can't say that I would not remember anything. But I always hope that in that situation, I don't. Like, I don't want to. I don't want to, you know what I mean? But to be like, no, now is the time to focus.
Yeah.
It is my job now to focus. And not be a victim and pay attention.
Be a survivor.
And be a fucking survivor.
Mm-hmm.
And she did.
Yeah.
Beautifully. Beautifully. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I give credit to any woman who's ever been raped or gone through anything like that and has come above it. Because you could always say, fuck the world. I hate the world sucks. And take the sad life. I won't say wrong because I'm not about to judge anybody. I mean, if you do the sad things in life, that, you know what I mean? Like, there could have been a million ways for her to deal with that situation. Either taking her own life, turning to drugs, turning to alcohol, anything she could have done. And she was like, no. Fuck that dude. That shouldn't have happened to me.
Yeah.
And that's what she said too, is she said that she's like, I'm not a victim, I'm a survivor. I didn't deserve that. That shouldn't have happened to me. And so I just want to fucking give her credit because I just think she needs credit where credit is due. So just so everybody in the fucking world knows, Amy Harrison is a fucking badass and she's amazing.
Yeah.
And she handled herself with grace and dignity and went through the worst thing anybody could go through and had to deal with listening to people say how great he is. And I always feel bad when it comes to crimes, and I get it that Mr. Grant here was a different person.
Yeah.
And he might have been the greatest dad. He might have been the greatest husband. We don't know. Linda's very convinced of this, so it may be true. That doesn't mean that he's not a shitty person.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody always thinks because you act good that you're not a shitty person. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah.
Like, everybody and anybody is a shitty motherfucker when it comes down to it. No one can come at me with a high pedestal and be like, I have never in my life done something wrong. You're full of shit.
Yeah.
And it comes down to simple little things, too. When, like, grown women do it and they're like, well, no, I don't lie to my kids. So you tell your kids, if you have kids, cover their ears. So you tell your kids Santa ain't real. Look at me right now and tell me, you tell your kids, your babies, that you're Santa Claus.
Tooth fairy, Easter bunny.
Yeah, tell me you don't fucking do the Easter bunny. You're a liar. You lied. Ain't nothing wrong with it. But don't come at me that you're a fucking saint.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And like, that's the same with, you never really know.
Yeah.
Dude, you don't. People
really are.
Yeah. I don't see, like, Eric says he's at work all day. I love to believe it because his paycheck matches his words. But do I know? No.
That's where trust comes in.
Well, yeah. And like, Linda trusted this motherfucker. Like, she trusted him.
Well, but you do with your
You
staff.
Don't know.
You do. And yeah. I mean, I don't know, you'd have to get to a certain point where you see where everything matches.
If you do.
Or if he just is still playing that way with her and yeah. being manipulative and having explanations and mm-hmm. a fantastical story. Because if you're in that situation and you don't have a strong support person and true friends to kick you in the head and say, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
You know? Because I've had situations like that where my friends were kicking me in the head and saying, what the fuck are you doing? It took a couple times, but I got it.
Yeah.
You know? Because if you don't have that to battle, it's like tunnel vision. I can kind of see where Miss Linda's at, defending her husband, defending her love.
Well, I do too. I do too. I watched that with my own parents when my whatever he call it went away.
Yeah.
My mom and him stayed married for a hot minute.
Well, divorce can be expensive.
Well, not even that, but like, I don't like to say that she didn't believe it because she did. But getting past who that person is then, like, to them.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Your crime and who you are different to the people who love you.
Yeah, because that's a moment.
Yeah.
This is life.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, we've had, and like, him and Linda, we've been married fucking goddamn decades.
Uh-huh.
So, I understand where they're like, my husband, my sweet little Granty Pooh,
uh-huh.
never coulda, shoulda. But he did. And obviously, it was before you guys got the big windows in front of your house and that you couldn't look at him. And he stepped out, mm-hmm. Linda. He did.
He wasn't with you all
the time. He was not with you. And just for, I don't know. I just like to think, like, if that would happen in my lifetime, and I swear to God, it better not. You know what I mean? Don't come at me left field. That's already happened once in my life where it was like, ugh! I wasn't shocked, but anyway. But, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's terrifying shit. And even in my situation, we all had to wake up the next day and be like, yep. You know? There was no, like, there wasn't, like, a moment of, like, no way. Well, yeah, way. And, like, there are innocent people in prison. There are. Christopher Tapp. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There are innocent people who go to prison. But normally, we hope, we like to think, in the society, in the world that we live in, that you are proven guilty beyond a fucking reasonable doubt. And we know that murderers do get away, OJ. You know what I mean? Like, murderers do get away.
She didn't mean that.
I did. But, like, he wrote a book fucking called I Done It. Like, you did it. And then you go on like, what was it, Diane Sawyer? And he's like, well, you know, if I woulda, this is what it woulda happened. And then she's like, OJ, that is what happened.
Yeah.
Like, almost to the T, sir. So he did. Murderers do get away.
I looked this up. The Vice reported, I don't know what the Vice is. This is on Wikipedia. The Vice reported that according to the Innocence Project's estimates, between 2.3% and 5% of all U.S. prisoners are innocent.
Fucked up.
American prison population numbers about 2.4 million. Using those numbers, as many as 120,000 innocent people could currently be in prison. So there are holes, and
nothing's perfect.
I don't have much trust and faith in our judicial system. I
mean, right.
If you have the money to support a lawyer, yeah, you gotta have 5 G's for them to even talk to you about it. And then, you know, onward we go.
Mm-hmm.
Who has limited amounts of money for that?
OJ. Dude, I'm salty about the OJ thing. Because, like,
that took forever. That was like a political election year.
It just
takes forever to get past it. You're like, oh,
yeah. God. And really, I'm a little girl in Idaho Falls. I'm pretty sure this podcast will never reach O.J. Simpson's ears.
It might.
Well, if it does, he already knows you're guilty as shit. And I'm a Kardashian lover. I don't care. Hate me if you want to hate me, but like Kardashian love over here. Heart. Like, dude, everybody in my family, it's a thing. I walked in on Kara's house the other day, Kardashians.
No!
Talking to my sister, Kardashian. I get a Kardashian meme on the Facebook. My sister's like, oh, you should do this. This is you, bitch. Like, I love him. Dude, I've been down since like season one. I've been down to clown. And my husband hates it because,
well, ooh, yeah, dude,
we get into, oh dude, we get into the argument of Kim Kardashian. Uh-huh. And I will argue with anybody. Everybody's like, oh, she got famous because she did a sex tape. But did she? Do you know her story? No, you don't. You saw a shitty ass sex tape, which I've seen. Not impressive. Not her best work. Like, it really is a very horrible porn. But, like, don't hate a bitch because she went and made money. You hate her because you can't go get famous by doing nothing. Oh. That's your fucking problem.
What irritates... I don't know.
Now we're getting into it. See, I told y'all there'd be some type of thing.
Or it's the haughtiness that the I'm so much better than you.
That, but she doesn't think that. She doesn't. She doesn't think that. The woman's a fucking lawyer and she's getting innocent people out of prison. Mm-hmm. No one's looking at the good things in what I consider my love of life. No one is seeing the good things that she does. She is. She is getting innocent people out of prison. She is getting people out of prison for drug charges that should not be sentenced to life for a drug charge.
Yeah.
She sees the humanity.
Well, that's good.
You know what I mean? And she just started a thing with the, like, Ubers and whatever, that when you get out of prison, you get a fucking card and you get to get drives to interview, anything you need. They give you that. She did that.
Yeah.
She's been to the White House. And I know everybody don't like Trump, and that's fine. We're not going to get on the whole Trump thing. That's fine. That's a whole different type of podcast. Not mine. He ain't dead. But, like, they relate to OJ. So you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can go Kardashian because we got Robert Kardashian. We got a lawyer. You know what? I can make up some shit to bring them into it. That's fine. But
we won't go there. Well, it's just your love for him.
Yeah. And it is. I'm a big fan. And so, I don't know.
I forgot because I had seen something about that. Her helping,
yeah,
innocent
people. She does amazing work. Well, and Twisted Sisters on the ID channel. Uh-huh. Who's the fucking executive producer? Everybody go watch that shit. Who is the executive producer? Khloe fucking Kardashian. So, if it wasn't for Khloe Kardashian, we wouldn't know about them fucked up sisters. Putting it down. What? You know what I mean? And I love that show. Crazy Sisters. Oh, bro. Have you seen? You watched some of that shit, haven't you?
Maybe.
Oh, dude. I guess
I will go check out Twisted Sisters.
You have to. On the ID channel, guys. If you guys haven't watched that show, go watch it and think about a sister-sister bond, right? Because me and my little sister, we're pretty close.
Yeah.
I like to say. And my older sister, who's watching my kids right now, by the way. Thank you.
Thank you.
But, like, I love my fucking, like, I would fucking kill for you. Like, and I love my brother-in-law. Shout out to Dallas. Like, I love you, but you mess with my baby, I'm going to eat you. I will eat your fucking soul. Like, that is my family.
Yeah.
So, like, oh, man, you got to go watch it. Because you watch it, and you're like, how did they go to jail? Why? He was being mean to her sister.
Why'd you guys get caught?
Like, one sister goes to fucking prison, dude, after she walks in on her sister getting beat up by her old man. Mm-hmm. And all she was doing was trying to fucking beat this dude that beat him off of her sister. Sorry, he died beating up a woman. Sorry. You know what I mean? She was defending her sister. Now she's in prison. Super sad story. But, like, it's that shit. And it's, like, sisters killing sisters, like the jealousy thing.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I love it. Like, because you've been a teenager with siblings, and you're like, I want you to die. These bitches do it. I was never too cool to do it. Like, I'll threaten you all day long. I'm going to fucking kill you. But you won't die. Like, it's just a legit threat. I just want you to think I will.
Yeah.
So, dude, I'm just saying. The ways of the world. Just saying. Kardashians bring us a lot. Yeah. Love them. Love the show Shattered also. The ID channel. I will review the ID channel probably 100,000 more times during the process of us doing a podcast. Because I love it.
Yeah.
And the Oxygen channel. I think we're going to do a little mini on Paul Holtz one of these days. Because like I said, if I could have a dream, the man's the dream. So, yeah. That's what we talked about this week.
Right.
Cool. So, yeah. You, moral of the story, be a badass. Be an Amy. Don't be a Linda.
Be a survivor.
Be a fucking survivor. You never know the dude sleeping next to you, even though he's super cute. Grant sure wasn't. But you know what I mean? You don't know him. Like to think we do. But what did your husband do in 1997? Bam. I don't know.
I don't know.
Hopefully we never fucking find out. So, yeah. And I like the Kardashians. Sorry if you guys hate me now.
Yeah, gotta shout out to the Kardashians.
Yeah, I do. Because I fucking love them. And OJ did it. But... Shit, maybe we'll do OJ once and I can just tell everybody that I know for sure he did it. I can say whatever I want about that case. Whatever I want. He was acquitted. Everybody still knows he did it. Everybody knows he did it. Everybody.
It's
Is there really people out there that... You guys.
Well, yeah. It's
all you guys, are there people out there in the world who thinks OJ is really innocent? Tell me if you think OJ is innocent. Really, I won't hate you. I won't judge you. Like, if you think he is, dude... Let me know.
I was just happy it was over.
I really wish I would have been in California at that point in time in life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Those jurors, dude, I love it. When you watch the retape, sorry, another OJ fact. When you watch the tapes of them walking through the house, like the jurors or whatever, they are all so starstruck that they forgot that they were there for what they were there for.
Yeah.
They were just like, the juice's house. You guys, he has a fucking statue of himself. Like, oh my God, look at his awards. Look at these paintings. Everything. And then you learn from the Robert Kardashian side of things that they had to change his whole house. They changed his whole house.
After the trial?
Before the jurors went there.
Oh, why?
Because it was all him. Everywhere was him. Everywhere was pictures of him. So they changed it to make him look like a fucking amazing guy. Like, no, he's sophisticated. And he's, look at these beautiful African-American portraits that represent motherhood and love and blah, blah, blah. And they changed it. But none of these people fucking cared because they were like, it's OJ's house.
Mm-hmm.
Like, guys, we're in OJ's house. It's just fucking dumb as shit. OJ did it. Just saying. When fame can get you away with murder.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Do we have a glimpse on next week's episode?
You want to do OJ? I'm just kidding. We won't do OJ. Because you'll just hear me say, maybe we will, actually. I don't know. I was thinking about the Dior thing that's going to air and, like, reviewing that. But I really don't think I'm brave enough. I think I still am too afraid to get sued. So I won't.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Yeah. I think we might take a look at the Hernandez brothers. Or actually, now that I think about it, I think we might do Gypsy Rose because I think she should not have ever been imprisoned.
Yeah.
I think we might do Gypsy Rose. Let's go to the Blanchards, folks.
All right.
All right.
All right.
We're putting it down. On Sunday, we will go to the Blanchards. Blanchards. And that woman... got what she deserved, but that's my own opinion.
That's your opinion.
And we will discuss it all on Sunday. So yeah, check us out on Facebook at It Is What It Is, a true crime podcast. On YouTube, It Is What It Is, a true crime podcast. See, I changed some fucking shit, you guys. I changed it. And then It Is What It Is Pod 19 on Instagram and on Twitter at It Is What It Is 208. And yeah, follow us, like us, share the shit, you know, let everybody know if you like it, share it.
Yeah.
Why not? And we'd appreciate it. And yeah, see you guys on Sunday.
Thanks, guys.
Peace out.